Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. Shir should be a special schus. Rav Mari Mirasi, Rav Shmuel Miyam Tishner, Rav Chaleya, Bracha B'Sachem Maaseh Yadav, Rav Yosef Ezer Ben Esther, Bracha B'Sachem Maaseh Yadav, Rav Yehitan Feldman, Bracha B'Sachem Maaseh Yadav, and Rav Yaron Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, Bracha B'Sachem Maaseh Yadav, Vehem, B'Chol Yotzei Chalatzeim. We're continuing our series of shiurim in the topic of Talmudic methodology. We saw in the previous shir, Marn Beitza, that says that if somebody's kav chitim gets mixed up in 10 kavim of somebody else, so the guy can't just eat it and walk away smiling. But the question is, does he have to give back the kav chitim, or does he just give back the money? So based on what we said in the previous shir, all he has to do is give back the money, the value of the kav chitim, because the etzem achitim are mizbatel. Based on what we said in the previous year, only the mumminess is not mizbatel. So Mimela, since there's no bittel on the mumminess, he has to pay him the demei chitim. But on the etzem davar, the etzem chitim that got mixed in, there is bittel. So you're going to say to me, Ech ze'achol liot, that the thing itself is bittel, and yet there's no. And yet there's a chi of mamanis. We see this by a gazlan. Because sometimes a gazlan is kona v'gzela, ayde shinu maisa yesh v'chadome, and nevertheless, he has to pay the money. So we see. There's a chi of damim without a chi of al guf v'gzela. See, there's a chi of damim without a chi of on the guf achitim. However, there you can say that the chi of damim branches out from the chi of the guf v'gzela. So first there has to be a chi of on the guf v'gzela, and only then is going to come the chiyuv on the damim. And by bittul, you don't have that. Because by bittul, there was never chiyuv on the guf ha-gzela. There was never chiyuv on the guf ha-chitim that got mixed in. So how can you say there's a chiyuv damim that comes afterwards? First, there has to be a chiyuv on the etzem dover. But the truth is that it's muchach from the Gemara in Bava Kama, and of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, that when somebody's gozel, then they're right away, there is a chiv on the guf ha-gzela, and there is also a chiv damim. In other words, it's not that it has to start with a chiv on the guf ha-gzela, and only then is mistai for chiv damim, and here you don't have that. Because here there's no chiv on the etzem davar. No. By gzela, there's a chiv right away on the guf ha-gzela, together with chiv damim. Because if you say that you start with a chiyuv gzeila and only then comes the chiyuv on the guf ha-damim, if somebody steals chametz and arba lava pesach and then the chametz gets lost after pesach, he's not going to have to pay anything. Because when the chametz was be'ain, then all he had to pay was the guf ha-gzeila. And then when it was lost after pesach, so there's no longer a chiyuv on the guf ha-gzeila and there's no damim because it's not worth anything. It's chametz arba lava pesach, so he shouldn't have to pay. And the shita mukubetz in Bava Kama is a day like that, but it's a stira from that in the Gemara, against that in the Gemara in Bava Kama and Aleph Amud Beis. As was discussed in Mida Dalid from Rav Amiel, we're on page Samach Tes, by the way, in the second Chelek, not by the way, very important. As we where he was Marich in Mida Dalid, Osir Dalid. And he has to pay the damim. Why? Because when he stole the item, Karen Kain Shaganov, he was Chayiv on the Gufa Gzela, and he was also Chayiv damim. And now the Gufa Gzela is not around anymore. And now it's not worth anything. It was Chomet Shalva Pesach, but it doesn't matter because right away he already had a chiv on the Gufa Gzela and the Damim. So he has to pay Damim here also. It's not that there has to start with a chiv on the Etzem Davar and then from that it's going to branch out the chiv Damim. No. You can have Gufa Gzela and chiv Damim coming at once. So here also there's a chiv Damim even though there's no chiv on the Gufa Davar. So in the Yerushalmi and Shumas, Perakeh, Alach HaBeis, it says there was a certain person who's his sarum got mixed up in someone else's chitim, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Shilam Paskin that he has to give him demei sa'orim. He has to give him the money for the sa'orim. So that's like we're saying that you don't have to pay back the food itself. All you have to do is pay back there's bittel here, but you have to give back the money. You don't have to give back the actual food. Okay, but there's not shaykh bittel because you can be mevarer the miut from the rov there, but it's just difficult. But I'll put him there. You see that he's paying the demei sa'orim. And not the Sorim themselves, the Demei Sorim. However, we have another Gemara, it's very critical. It's discussed by the Amudei Or, Numer Sachronim, Sivis. It says, Tni. We learn in the Yerushalmi. Sel Truma Tumeya Shenafel L'Meya. If you have a Sel of Truma Tumeya that fell into 100 Sel, so there's Bittel by Truma in 100. Omer L'Kohen, Lod Meitzim Ani Chayv L'Chol. All I have to do is pay you to Meitzim. All I have to do is pay you for firewood because it was Truma Tumeya. So since it's Truma Tumeya, you couldn't eat it anyway. So Om Chayv is Tumeya Eitzim. It got mixed in with my 100. Now I can eat it. But you, I only have to pay Tumeya Eitzim. So take Tumeya Eitzim. The Kohen, no. He wants the Tumeya Peiris. The guy's getting Peiris. So what's the din? The Gemara says, he gives him Tumei Eitzim Vashayach Loko. He gives him the money for the Eitzim, and the rest they split. In other words, the difference between the value of Eitzim and the value of food is split up. Because on one hand, the Eitzim could go to, on one hand, the, let's say it was worth $5 as Tumei Eitzim, and it's worth $10 as food. So the what's going to be with the extra $5? The $5, he definitely has to pay the Kohen, because that was coming to him. It's Truma. So he has to give it to the Truma, to give it to the Kohen. What about the extra $5 as food? So on one hand, he's eating it as food, but if he'd given it to the Kohen, it wouldn't have to be eaten as food. So l'chora, says Rav Amiel, the suffix of the Yerushalmi is, what's pshat that mammon isn't batal? What's pshat that mammon isn't batal? Is it mitzad the mammon? Meaning, the davar shela atzmo, the item itself is batal, just the monetary, the value isn't batal, or no? The etzema davar isn't batal. There's no musik of bitul binyanei bailus. That's the suffix of the Yerushalmi, and we'll explain how that explains the din that he has to pay to me'etzim, and then the rest, the extra $5, they go 50-50 on. Because maybe he has to, it all goes to the Kohen, maybe it all goes to the Yisrael, so therefore they go 50-50. So we'll see in a moment. But this is really telling in the two Hezberim that we gave previously for the fact that Mammon is in Batel. The first Hezber was is that there's the Musig of Bailus is a Musig of Mitzias, and Mitzias isn't Betela. Right? We spoke about the fact that Bittel is a din, but not in Metzias. In Metzias, that's why you can have Chose Vinei, or in the Metzias, it's not Batel. So Bailus is Metzias, and Metzias isn't Batel. Only in din it's Batel, but here in the Metzias, it's not Batel. And the Memela, whoever was the Bailim beforehand, is the Bailim even after it gets mixed in, because Metzias lo Betela. So Gufa Dover alone is Batel. Since Gufa Dover alone is Batel, Memela remains the original, belongs to the original Bailim. And the latter Hezber that we gave is no. The Gufa Dover is Batel. The Mammon is the value, that was what we said in the previous year, the value isn't Batel. So since the value isn't Batel, he doesn't have to pay the Etzem HaDover, but he has to pay the Damim. So either way, he has to pay Damim. But what's the Pshat? Is it because the first person retains his Bailis? Or is it because the davar shekashal atzmo he loses, he doesn't have bailus on it, but the mammon is that, the value isn't batel, and therefore he has to pay. So what's going to be the nafgamina between the two hezberim? Whether his bailus isn't batel, because and since the etzemai gufa davar isn't misbatel, memela it belongs to him. Or we say, no, the bailus is misbatel, just the mammonus of the bailus is a misbattle. So what's going to be the nafgamina? The nafgamina is our case. When a self trim of a coin, which was Tumeya, fell into, got mixed in with 100 the saz of good food. So it's a Tumeya Eitzim is only a small value. It's only worth very little. It's worth $5, let's say. So we have to discuss here two aspects. We have the tzadat mitzad iser, the iser shebisa, which is Truma Tumeya, that's going to be batel. Because we know that iser is batel, is bittel. So Memela, it's no longer Truma Tumeya, now it's regular good chulin, you can eat it. And then you have the tzad mamonis shebedaver. You have the financial aspect, you have the monetary aspect. It's mamon coin. And the 100 says mamon Yisrael. So the tzad yisurim et batel, and tzad mamon is not misbatel. So Memela, we have a suffix. What wasn't misbatel? The value or the etzim dover? If we say that the Etzem Dover wasn't Mizbatel, so what's happening here? Who is the Bailam on this Truma Tumeya? The coin. And now it got mixed in with the fruits of the Yisrael, so the coin can't get it back, but it's still his. He still has complete Bailus over it, and now the Yisrael is eating it as regular fruit. It's good food. So the extra $5 is going to go to the coin, because his Bailus never ended. It was his when it was worth $5, and now that it was upgraded, it's worth $10, it's still his. Because the bailus is never misbatel. But if you say the bailus was misbatel, and he only has to give the coin, and all that has to be given is the value, if Reuven's item got mixed in with Shimon's, so we say the bailus of Reuven no longer has bailus, and all Shimon has to do is give Reuven the value of what was mixed in, So here he only has to give the value of what it was worth when it was mixed in, and it was worth $5. But now that it got mixed in, so now it's the bialis is it's the Yisrael's, and therefore the Yisrael can take the demay peiros, the difference between the 5 and the 10 belongs to the Yisrael, because the coin no longer has bialis. The bialis is the Yisrael's. And I, what about the mominous aspect? You're right, the mominous aspect wasn't butl, so what got, when it got mixed in, it was worth 5. Before it was mixed in, it was worth 5, so that goes to the coin. Now that it's mixed in, it belongs to the Yisrael, so the Yisrael has bialis on the other 5. So he gets the demay peiros. You say no, that bialis is a misbatl b'chlal, and the fruits remain belonging to the coin. Elamai, you don't know what they are. So when Shimon's eating it, when the Yisrael's eating it, he's really eating the Yisrael's the coin's peiros. So he has to pay the coin the full 10 because his bialis is never misbatel. So that's l'chora, the suffix of the Yerushalmi. What's pshat? That there's no mammon's not batel. And there's two tzadim, and that would determine what happens when his sav truma tumea falls in to the 100. Does he have to only pay tumea etzim, or does he have to even pay the tumea peiros? If you hold that his bialis never ended, even the tumea peiros goes to the coin. If you hold that, no, he no longer has bialis, just the mumminus isn't batel, so the Yisrael has to pay the demay etzim, because he's giving the value of what used to belong to the coin, but now no longer belongs to the coin, now it belongs to the Yisrael, so the rest of it belongs to the Yisrael, the next 5. So we don't know which one, so they are shariach loku, they go 50-50 on the rest. The demay etzim, the $5 he's paying to the coin, and they go 50-50 on the rest. Okay, there's a lot of the amudei, or others from other achronim, a lot of people talk about this Yerushalmi, very, very Yisodistic Yerushalmi, very lamdish Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi b'chlal is lamdas. I always think to myself when I learn Yerushalmi that it's almost like learning an Acharon. There's so much lamdas right on the Pashup Shat. It's gewaldic. So not to take anything away from the Bavli, obviously. It's mutter to have a special chibur for the Yerushalmi and have a special chibur for the Bavli. You love each of your children in a special way. So okay. Anyway, that's the Yerushalmi, and hopefully in the next shir we'll see what the Mahalach of the Bavli is. More in Beis Alamid Ches. All right. So thank you so much for listening, and there was Gevaldik, and we should be Zelcha Lulmol Du Lelamed Lishma V'Lasa So L'Kaim Is Kol Divrei Zalma Taras V'Bi'Ahava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.